As we move through Chodesh Elul, it is critical, beyond critical, that we focus on what our priorities should be. And of course, we all know tshuva, tshuva, tshuva. But tshuva, the Rambam tells us, is not just I've committed a particular avera, I commit not to do it again. Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel Hilchos Tshuva, don't think, he says, that tshuva is just when it comes to averos, that you committed an act that was forbidden, and therefore you now repent and you commit not to do that act again. But rather, says the Rambam, kishem shetzarich adam lashuv me'elu, just like there's an obligation to do tshuva from those maisa averos that I committed, kach hutzarich lechapes b'deos ro'os sheyesh lo. Person has to also, at the same time, introspect and review one's perhaps inappropriate philosophies or midos, v'loshuv, and to do tshuva from those as well. And as an example, Rambam says, min hakas, from anger, min ha'eva, from hatred, min hakinah, from jealousy. And then so on and so forth. He lists other midos ro'os, other deos ro'os, as he describes it. Hakol tzarech lachzor b'tshuva. From all of those, one must pursue tshuva. Rambam then adds that it is even more difficult to do tshuva from midos ro'os, from deos ro'os, than it is from maisim ro'im. So you think that the tshuva was all about, oh, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. That's the easy stuff. The challenge is not just what I did wrong. The challenge is the deos, the midos, the personality. That's what we're looking to transform. That's the key. In addition to the tshuva me averos sheyesh bahen maisa, I must look at the deos ro'os and do tshuva from those as well. And this, of course, brings to mind the famous comment of the Bir Hagra, which is cited so often in his Bir on Mishlei, where he says that the purpose of man's life in this world is k'dei lishbor hamida shelo shavar ad heina. It's all about shviras hamidos. We're here to perfect ourselves personality-wise. And in Lashon the Gra, v'lachein tzarech tamid lehischazek v'em lo yischazek lo modochayim. If you're not going to work on constantly improving on those shviras hamidos challenges that we are given, then what else are you living for? It's a waste of a life. That's the entire purpose of life. The Gra, who you would think is the man when it comes to Talmud Torah 24-7, nonstop, the man who slept not more than 2.5 hours out of every 24, not more than a half an hour at a time. And this is what he says is the ikar of life, not Talmud Torah, but Shviras Hamidos. That's the focus. And so Rambam says, don't forget to focus on that process of tshuva as well. And perhaps the idea behind this critical focus on midos as the most important component of one's tshuva process is because it's midos tovos that enable one to dveikus. If you wanted to determine how is it that I will be zocha to a close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will I be zocha to dveikus? So we know from Chazal, that's the Gemara. In Sota, Daf Yedaled, is it possible, asks the Gemara, for a person to be holech achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? God is a consuming fire. So what do you mean? What's pshat in the pasuk? And the Gemara says, "Lahaloch achar midosav, to emulate God's midos." Mahu racham af ata hayiracham, mahu chanun af ata hayichanun. You want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want a relationship with God. You want a dveikus by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's got to be through midos tovos and nothing else. That's how you attain that dveikus that we're so desperately seeking in this world. Because what else is the world all about? Says the Misos Yesharim, Shleimus Hamiti. Perfection ultimately comes down to that one word, to dveikus, nothing else. How do I attain dveikus? Through midos tovos. Emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos. That brings one to dveikus. Dveikus, says Mesil Sharm in Perek Av, that is the Shlemos Hamiti. In the words of the Mesil Sharm, Ki HaShlemos HaAmiti Hu Rak HaDveikus Bo Yisbarach. That's it. Perfection ultimately is nothing but dveikus. What's dveikus? V'aloch achar midosav, tikkun amidos. goes hand in hand. So of course Chodesh El is not just about, oh, stop stealing, stop eating non-kosher, stop doing that aver, stop doing this aver. It's all about tshuva from midos and deos ros as well. Because it's all about attaining dveikus, and that is not possible unless there's tikkun hamidos, all about dveikus. That's what it's all about. And then it's no wonder, looking back at Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin, Halacha Gim, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Gedola Tshuva, Tshuva is unbelievable. What does Tshuva accomplish? Shemekareves es ha'adam l'shchina. That's what Tshuva is ultimately all about, bringing a person close to the Shechina. Shenemar Tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. It's about coming close to the Ribono Shel Olam. And Rambam writes on the pasuk, Im Tashuv Yisrael Ne'um Hashem, Eli Tashuv. If you do tshuva, you'll come to me. What does that mean, Eli Tashuv? Says the Rambam, Kolomar, Im Tachzor B'tshuva B'Sidbak. That's how you'll attain Dveikus, through tshuva. The Rambam describes so beautifully, tshuva mekareves es harachokim. Tshuva brings close those that were distant. Emesh, just yesterday, a person could be the most repulsive, so to speak, before God. And Hayom, one day later after tshuva, Hu'ahu v'nechmad karov v'yedid. He's beloved and he's a friend, a close friend of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A close friend. That's the goal of tshuva. And Ram says further in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, Emesh haya zeh muvdol me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yesterday we were distant. Our avonos separate and divide us. And as a result, soik ve'eno ne'ena, my tefillos are not answered. As a result of that distance, osa mitzvahs, I can do mitzvahs day in, day out. V'torf and osam bavonav. And just it's not really, unfortunately, able to accomplish anything. But hayom, after tshuva, humudbak b'shechina. One is clinging to shechina. Shenemar v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. And as a result of that dveikus, tsoik v'nena miyad. Person cries out, tefillos are immediately answered. Whose tefillos are answered on the spot? Those who are dovek by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what is tshuva all about? It's im tashuv Yisrael Eli tashuv. It's to be dovek b'shechina. It's v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. But how do I attain that? That's through l'haloch achar midosav. To the Tikkun Hamidos, which then brings me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, it's all about the Dveikus, which comes about through Tikkun Hamidos. That's how you end up being closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, all about the Dveikus? How does one live with Dveikus? What is Dveikus all about? So there's a remarkable Ramban in Perek Yudalef and Sefer Devarim. The words are remarkable. Ramban commenting on what Dveikus is. This is in Parshas Ekev. Ramban there explaining what Dveikus is. When the Pasuk says, at the end of Parshas Ekev, Ki im shemor tishmunot kol mitzvah hazos, asher anochi mitzvah eschem la'asosa, la'avos Hashem Elokeichem, la'leches b'chol drachav, la'dafka bo. What is Dveikus? What does dafka bo mean? Listen to this description. Ramban writes, Yitochen shetichlol hadvika. Dveikus means shetia zocher Hashem v'ahavaso tamid. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and your love for Him constantly. Lo tipard machshavtecha memeno. Don't stop thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belechtecha v'aderechu b'shach b'chav kumecha. Always thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad up until sheyu devarav im b'nei Adam. Amazing. Ad kedei kach, says Ramban, that you'll be talking to somebody. Bepiv u'biloshono. Your tongue, your mouth, you're talking to somebody. V'libo einenu imahem. But your heart, your mind isn't there. Ever have that experience? I get it all the time. Talk to somebody, but his heart, his mind isn't there. Libo einenu imahem. Not here, of course. You talk to somebody, devarv im b'nei adam, bepiv u'biloshono. You talk to someone, mouth and tongue. It looks like you're talking, it looks like you're conversing, it looks like you're there. V'libo ein eino imahem, but your mind isn't there. It's wandering. Your heart's somewhere else. But where is it? Aval hu lefnei Hashem, says Ramban. You can be talking to somebody, but where are your thoughts? Where's your lev? Where's the mind? It's lefnei Hashem. It's somewhere else. It's somewhere else. That says Ramban is Dveikus. Beautiful story told about Rav Kook when he was stranded in Europe during World War I. Wasn't able to get back to Eretz Yisrael. So one of the hosts he was staying by decided to take him to see the Swiss Alps, cheer him up, show him the magnificent, beautiful Swiss Alps. And he's driving with Rav Kook, and Rav Kook was, they write, he was so upset that he was unable to get back to Eretz Yisrael for so long. And he was lost in thought. And as this fellow's driving Rav Kook through the Swiss Alps, he says, Rebbe, look at those mountains. They're so magnificent, aren't they? And Rav Kook just says, Yerushalayim harim saviv'la. Yerushalayim harim saviv'la. He hears mountains, he thinks Yerushalayim. That's all he was doing, was thinking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim harim saviv'la. So you can be sitting with somebody, talking to him about one thing, but he's like somewhere else. He's in a different world. So Ramban says, a madreg of Dveikus is that no matter what you're doing, your lev is lefnei Hashem, is before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your lev is lefnei Hashem. Now, I know that's a madrega, but the truth is that Dveikus is possible on a regular basis as well. Dveikus is all about relationship. Relationship is all about communication. If you're thinking about somebody that you care about throughout the day, so you call frequently to check in. How are you? What's been happening? How's your day? What are you doing? What are you up to? Who'd you speak to? And between phone calls, you're thinking, I wonder what's happening now. What's going on now? Dveikus is all about thinking about someone, but also communicating with that someone. Rav Pinkus writes beautifully. He says, that's what tefillah and mea brachos b'chol yom is all about. Davening 3 times a day and saying mea brachos, a bracha 100 times a day. It's about communication. It's all about a person's dveikus l'kadosh baruch hu. How do you create, maintain a relationship? You talk, you communicate. How do we talk to the Ribono Shel Olam? How do we communicate? Tefillah, mea brachos. Sefer Yireim says that mea brachos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. He darshens that Gemara Menachos daf Mem Gimel. Chayav Adam levarach mea brachos b'chol yom as a mitzvah d'oraisa. Yireim counts in his tarayag. If Shlomo Zalman Arbach, it's quoted in Hilchos Shlomo, Perek Chaf Beis, when someone would approach him and ask, Rebbe, I'm be'eis tzara, things are terrible right now. I need to know what I should be mischazik in. What would be the most important avoda to work on right now? I'm be'eis tzara. Shlomo Zalman would tell him, be mischazik on mea brachas b'chol yom. Why? Because through mea brachas b'chol yom, you come karav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said. That's how you draw close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mistam, what he meant was, the Rambam we just read, when one is davik b'shchina, soek v'nena miyad. Your tefillos are immediately answered. How do you become davik b'shchina? You become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the communication, through tefillos, and through mea brachas v'chol yom. Rav Pinkus writes beautifully. He says, the tzura hayesodis of a Yehudi, the most basic structure of a Jew's life, of a Jew, is one who davens 3 times a day and says 100 brachos each and every day with kavana. Not everyone's a masmid. Not everyone has the ability to spend all day learning. It just doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't. You're working, you're doing this, you're going to college, you're doing that. Okay, but every Jew davens 3 times a day. Every Jew makes his brachos 100 times a day. That's our communication. No matter what you're doing throughout your day, tefillah 3 times a day, mea brachos with kavana throughout the day. That's communication, that's conversation, and that's what draws people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the communication. And the extent to which you focus on that communication, that determines how close you are and to what extent you feel that Dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mea brachas b'chol yom. If only we would think before we're starting each of those brachas about what the bracha means, and say with kavana. And I, like you, you know, just it's automatic. It just comes out. You know, maybe some brachas better than others. But to what extent do we really take advantage of those 100 moments of conversation, of dveikus opportunities during the day? I've told my shul story a couple times already. Such a beautiful story. And I've told the guys in cheer this already as once as well. I one morning walked into Shabbos morning, walked into shul here in Queens, and I saw it was an offer of that Shabbos morning. Okay, fine, local guy getting married, and I walk into shul and there's a whole contingency of Hasidim, kind of out of place in Kew Garden Hills, especially in my shul. And I said, wow, it's interesting. So I walked over, Shalom Aleichem, after davening, how are you? Chassidus, you know, what do you belong to? Where's your allegiance? And they said, oh, we're Kloisenberg Chassidim. I said, Kloisenberg, wow. So I asked one of the guys, did you know the Rebbe? He said, sure, I learned in Kiryat Sanz in his yeshiva. I said, can you tell me a maisa from the Kloisenberger? So he stops, he says, yeah. He says, I was in yeshiva, in Kiryat Sanz in Tanya. And I was, you know, I wasn't the biggest masman in yeshiva. And one day I decided to play hooky and went to Netanya to go to the city. I guess, you know, depends where your yeshiva is. Your different, playing hooky targets are varied. So this guy is a Kiryat Sanz. His playing hooky, his Ben Yehuda was in Netanya. And I was shook. Okay, wherever it might be. Netanya. So he says, he comes back to yeshiva the next day. And the Kloisenberger is waiting for him. He sees him. He's like, okay, now I'm done for. And he walks up to the Beis Medrash, and Kloisenberger stops him. And Kloisenberger says, Shlomo Meyer, come here. He says, whether you'll remember the Gemara Shetosis you learned, whether you won't remember it, das veisichnit, I don't know. He says, but ein zach, promise me. Can you make one promise to me? He said, then when you get out there, just make sure that the first bracha of Shahakol Niyabidvaro that you say every day, you'll say with Kavana. That's it. And I guarantee you that your day will be transformed. The Ganze Tag Vet Andersh. Just that first bracha of Shahakol, just say with Kavana each and every morning, that will transform your day. That's all I ask. Since this guy told me, this was a couple years ago, so I already know it's been decades since he had that exchange. Still stuck with him. Just your first bracha Shahakol, say with Kavana, your entire day will be transformed. Because that first bracha, opportunity of tzveikus, but also appreciating Shakol Niyabidvaro, that everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything in my day is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What more can you ask for as far as tzveikus is concerned than to have that recognition that everything is Bi'ad Hashem? If you look at Sefer B'Vavim Meshkan Evna, so what does he stress time and again? He says just every so often stop and just say to yourself, Yesh Barei La'olam. That's it. Just throughout the day, just stop and remind yourself, there is a creator. God runs the world. That's how you become Davik B'Shechina. That's how you attain that status of tshuva, of mudbuk B'Shechina, of being Omer L'fnei Hashem. Recognition throughout the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator of the universe. He runs the world. Hakol Niyah B'Dvaro. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Everything. Everything. That recognition transforms everything. Hakol Niyah B'Dvaro. Say the brachas to the Kavana. Speaking of which, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Niyah B'Dvaro. If you read the biography of the Kloisenberger, they describe how when he was a Nazi concentration camp inmate in World War II, and he was among the group of prisoners who were shipped to Warsaw after the Warsaw Ghetto was destroyed. He was among the 6,000 or so prisoners who were shipped to Warsaw to sift through the rubble and clear it out. There was a fellow in my shul, no longer alive, who was among that group as well. And after they spent however long it was clearing out the rubble of the Warsaw Ghetto, they then had to endure horrible death marches and cattle car rides for days and for weeks with very little food, water. People were dying of starvation, of dehydration. It was the worst of the worst. And the Kloisenberger said about that cattle car train ride, it was from Warsaw back to Dachau, so being shipped from Poland back to Germany. Kloisenberger said they were standing on the cattle car for days. People were dying of thirst, dying of starvation, just dropping all around him. And he said he remembers saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you just give me some water to drink, I will make a Shahakol Bracha with such kavana that the earth will shake. He said that first glass of water he got after that cattle car train ride, it was the most unbelievable shahakal bracha he ever made. He said, but on his madrega, he said, but Nabuch, since then, my brachas don't have Yiddish atam anymore. For Klausenberger, he meant, compared to that first bracha after that train ride, cattle car transport, he lost that intensity of the kavan and the brachas. But he said, we don't appreciate what a drink of water means today. And our brachas don't reflect that appreciation that we should have. But imagine if one attains dveikus through just the kavana of the brachos each and every day. It's a beautiful shla. The shla writing about dveikus tells us as follows. The shla writes in Parshas Veschanon, Va'atem hadveikim b'ashem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. What this means, says the shla, is this pasuk is kolel kol haTorah v'hamaisim v'hamidos v'hanhagas ben adam. Everything we do is all included in ba'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem. Meaning, says the shla, whatever you do, it should be b'dvekus Hashem Yisbarach l'ma'an Shemo. Even the physical activities you have to engage in are done, should be done with dvekus. When you're going to work, he says, think, I'm engaging in work right now, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me profit, and that way I'll do a mitzvah of supporting my wife and family. And I'll spend money on tzedakah and Talmud Torah, etc. When you go to sleep, you go to eat. Have in mind, so I should strengthen my body and keep healthy to do Torah and mitzvahs. That's all dveikus. Nimsa, he says, whatever you do, you're davuk tamud b'Hashem, and by doing that, you're zocha to dveikus nitzchias b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about dveikus. The Shlach actually writes in Baloscha, in the pasuk, Al pi Hashem yachnu, Al pi Hashem yisou. What's pshat? Al pi Hashem yachnu, Al pi Hashem yisou. She says, when a person says, I'll do this im yirtzeh Hashem, Al pi Hashem, you mention God, I'll do this if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to. Everything you do is dveikus emuna infused. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always on your lips. Always on your lips. Everything to do with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in mind. So Rav Gamliel Ben Abbas writes on the pasuk in Shmos Lam Gimel, Parshas Kisisa, pasuk Tes Zayin. When Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kaddish Baruch Hu after the Cheder Egel, Ubame yivada efo ki matzasi chein be'anecha ani va'amecha, how will I know that we have found favor in your eyes, Kaddish Baruch Hu, I and your people? Halo belechtecha imanu v'neflinu ani v'amcha mikol am asher al pnei adama. When you are with us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be distinguished, differentiated from all other people. Gamliel says, if a person is really belechtecha imanu, if a person really is living life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu alongside him every step of the way, then it has to be v'neflinu ani v'amcha. It has to be that there is a noticeable difference between how I live my life and how someone else lives his life. The way I conduct myself, the way I speak, my mood, my midos, everything is different. Everything is different. Because if a person lives with that recognition of Shavisi Hashem, a person lives with Dveikus, so then v'neflin ani v'amcha, it's clear, it's noticeable, it's apparent in how you act. It's apparent in how you act. The famous Rama in Or HaChaim Siman Aleph of Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit Kimimini Bal Emot. This is a klal gadol v'malas ha-tzadikim hoch l'fnei Elokim, because a person who has Shavisi in front of his mind at all times can't conduct himself the way he would otherwise. Everything is different when a person lives with Shavisi. My grandfather Zatzal, Aaron Soloveitchik, when he suffered his stroke, 1983, when he was that time only 66 years old, not even 65 years old, it was a stroke the doctor said he would never be able to recover from. They said he'd never be able to walk again, and it was through sheer willpower that he, over the course of the following year,
defied the expert doctor's predictions and literally, through sheer willpower, force of determination, taught himself to walk again, albeit with a walker, albeit with a cane, albeit one step at a time, and albeit with great pain each step of the way. But he still defied their predictions, succeeded in walking yet again. And it was in that physical state that he then accepted the offer from Yeshiva University to fly round trip from Chicago to New York every single week for perhaps about 17, 18 years, flying round trip every week to New York to give shiur at YU, despite barely being able to walk, and every step of the way with incredible pain. And what the family noticed was that at times when he would be climbing the very, very long staircase in his home, and every step was stop, grab the banister, concentrate, think, push forward the good foot despite the pain, and then the bad foot, and one step at a time, entire way up. And even as he saw him grimacing through the strain and the difficulty of the efforts, he would often be counting his steps as a means of pacing himself, using the Nusach HaTfilah from Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would count the Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Shalosh, Achas v'Arba. And that's how he would count his steps as he walked up the stairs. Every step he would count Achas. And he'd stop, take a breath, take another step. Achas v'Achas. And he'd stop, take a breath, take another step. Achas v'Shtayim. The whole way up, he did this very often. And it seems kind of puzzling, you know, of all things to invoke as you're counting your steps, when you have a difficult time walking up these many stairs, why dafka the Nusach Tefillah Yom Kippur? So one of my uncles, I believe it was, said very simply that to my grandfather, everything he did was Avodas Hashem. Even the pain he experienced in trying to walk up a staircase at the end of the day was Avodas Hashem. And so when everything is Avodas Hashem, when you're thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu throughout everything you do, as the Shlach said, you're doing your physical activities, but you're davik b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything becomes Avodas Hashem. So as much as that was an Avod for the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadosh and Yom Kippur when he's standing with Lefnei Hashem, so for my grandfather that was also his Avoda, as if he was standing with Lefnei Hashem. Someone who's davik b'Kadosh Baruch Hu at all times, everything he does is Avoda Lefnei Hashem. And so if there's perhaps one thing we should focus on throughout the remainder of Chodesh Elul as we approach Yom Ha'Ra'im, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, it's the improving upon our dveikus, utilizing the tefillah and the mea brachas opportunities to say brachas b'kavana, to recognize that a kol b'dei shemayim, everything is a kadosh baruch hu, kol nieh b'dvaro, and to be zocha halavai for that madrega the Rambam speaks of, that when one is mudbak b'shechina, he's tzoek, when miyad ne'ana, our tefillah should be immediately answered. Thank you all for coming. Wish everyone a good evening and a good Shabbos.